Okay, we're holding here a sermon Kuf Zayin. I'm a suapak and mispalo. Person doesn't remember they davened. It's usually a sign that their kavanah wasn't all that great. But if you don't remember if you davened, so the Shulchan Aruch says, I'm a suapak and mispalo, choza mispalo. Ve'eno tzarech l'chadesh shum davar, ava im bar lo shispalo, eno choza mispalo, b'lo chidesh. So if you're a suapak, there's a cheskas chiyov, and if you're not sure if you davened, you daven again. But if you know you didn't daven, then you can't just daven again unless you do a tefillah, what's known as a tefillah and daven. Just like there's a korban and daven, there's also a tefillah and daven. You can be no dave a tefillah. So, al yidei chiddush chozer umispalel bein a daven. Kol ha'pam yishirtza chutz mi tefillahs musaf she'en mispalel usaf bein a daven. So just like when it comes to the world of korbanos, there's no such thing as a korban musaf in a dava. So too, when it comes to the world of tefillah, there's no musaf in a dava. On Shabbos Yontif, eino mispalel tefillas dava. Likewise, on Shabbos Yontif, even if it's not a musaf, talking about shacharis or mincha, you can't do in a dava. So this is another halacha that if you didn't realize you davened, and then you started davening, and you realized tachdei that you davened, you can't continue. You can't just continue b'tvaras and dava because you began as a chiyuv, and a korban has to be either a korban and dava or a korban. It's a chiyuv, and you can't switch midway. So, again, like I said, on Shabbos and Yontif, if you're not sure you daven, you can't daven again. But in the weekdays, you daven again. On Shabbos and Yontif, you're stuck. You can't do a tefillah and dava. So you can't daven again, al tanai and dava. But it's probably better to either serve as the shatz, or, if that's possible, or to at least be bechavin to the shatz. Now, this idea of a tanai adava, that you say, well, if I'm not chayiv, it's an adava, that's something that's paskened here in Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishmur passes that way. But there are achronim who are very bothered by it, because the assumption is that today we don't have so much kavana, which is a good assumption. And therefore, we definitely don't do a straight out adava. The idea of, I'm not trying to daven again. With the Kiddush daven, we don't daven stam, because we're not holding by that. So the Chayyarim says, oh, even by a tanai adava, we shouldn't do. Meaning a person taught Shri Davind, so it's a Chiv Drabanan. So we said, oh, even though it's a Chiv Drabanan, we say you should do it again. Right? As a Chiv, whatever. But then what happens? You have to have Kavana. And if you can't have Kavana, so you're not going to be able to do it. So the Chayyarim is against this idea of Tani Dava. It's a Chogus, Achronim. Following the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah would be legitimate, but there are those who argue and say you shouldn't do such a thing. If you're not sure you daven, you shouldn't daven again. But the standard psak of the Mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah is if you're not sure if you daven again, unless it's a unique circumstance, like Shabbos or Musaf and the like. Okay. If you're not sure you davened, and you already zman tefila passed, so then you would have to do Tashlumin. But here the poskim like wonder, are you going to do Tashlumin on a suffix? Maybe Tashlumin is going to be for sure in daven. So there's a machalkas and achronim about this. Would you do Tashlumin on a suffix? Again, if you want to daven, you can. But there are those who say that in this circumstance you wouldn't do such a thing. Okay. Questions, comments? Practical halacha. Person is dozing off in the middle of davening. Shavuos morning. So do you, or Friday morning if you like do Mishmar, whatever. Or Wednesday morning if you, weren't sleeping, the night before. So you don't know where you're holding. So what do you do? So Lachara, this is similar to what's being discussed here, that you should go back to where you know you set a tachanin l'das, and then after that you kind of lost it. You're not sure if you fell asleep. If you're in the middle of the Shlosh Rishonos, you should go back to the beginning, or the middle of Shlosh Achronos, you go back to the Shlosh Rishonos, Shlosh Achronos, like a bit of a category. So you go back to the beginning of that set. But that's, you know, also potentially connected to this. Okay. No, because this is like I said, Chidush Nedava is only when there's Mamish Nedava. We don't do that today. When it's a Tanai Nedava, you're not sure, so you don't have to, you do it all Tanai, that it's a Nedava, but you don't have to Mechadish Nedava. Because it's inside your chayiv. Beis chiddush ze she'amarnu hu she'chadish davar b'lo bracha me'emtzayos. So when you do a pure nedava, you have to mechadish something in the bracha me'emtzayos. In a bracha v'im chiddush afilu bracha achas daya kidei lehodia she'nedava. If you mechadish even one bracha, it's enough. But the Rama says, it's not just stand that you always have it for a fool, and you forgot, now you're going to have it for a fool. That's not Chiddush Tava. Chiddush Tava is something new that you realize you need. That would be a legitimate Chiddush. That would be a real Chiddush, something that you suddenly found out, a new Tzara. You heard the news that there was a Pigua, so now you're diving for the people who were Rahman's son and were injured. And that's a really new thing, and that would be a Chiddush Davar. Like I said, we don't usually do Tzilas Davar, so the whole idea of Chiddush Davar is necessary for us. We do what's known as Tanai Nedava, where there's a Tzad Yerchayev, the Tzad Yerchayev, and again, then you don't need to be Chiddush Davar, so it's not such an Afkamina Lemaisa for us. Meanwhile, in a Tzibur is probably Tzilas Davar, Klal, a Tzibur can never do a Tzava because a Tzibur isn't Makriv a Korban, Tzibur as in a Davar. I mean, there was Kai Tzbizbech, but that's not really a Shkiach thing, that's like they it was. I think this wasn't really happening, so they would want to have more kabbalas. They would be tzibur would bring for kais mitzvah. That's a different get.
Dalit harotz. Does this apply to chag things? Like I know if there's like a drought or something.
I can't really hear you, Vinny. You're coming through on the Zoom, not so clearly. Again.
If there's a drought or tsarif gadol, is there like when the community gets together, would they do a
nedava
type of...
So what's being said here is that they don't do a nedava. There are other tefillahs, you know, the Mishnayos in Maseches Tanis speaks about the things they would add on, add brachos, at fast days, but they wouldn't add a tefillah to nedava because a tzibur isn't no day. There are special days where, you know, you have ne'ilah, Yom Kippur, v'chule, that's not a nedava, that's a chil. Dalit. Harotz li spalal tefillas dava tzarek shiye makiris atzmo zariz v'zahir v'amid v'day teshiyachol lachamin. This is exactly why we don't do it, because you have to really have a lot of kavana. Mirosh v'atzof. So we lost kavana from the beginning to the end of alim. Eino yachol lachamin yafe karinin be lama liros ifchechem l'vay shiyuchol lachamin v'gimol tefillos hakfos liyom. So we're not encouraging people to, you know, add on if the tefillos really aren't so with Kavavra Kavana in the first place. Okay. Let's move on to the next Simon. Simon Kuf Ches. Ta o ne'enas, v'lis pala shachris. The person didn't say he slept in. He didn't daven shachris. He forgot. Ta o ne'enas, we have to define those terms, you know. This is in contrast to Mezid. If a person says he's not davening, then he did tshuva, he doesn't do tishlum. But if he's tav and enas, he was a shogeg or an ones, mispal mincha shtayim, you do, it's known as tashlum, you dav mincha twice. So interestingly, which one is the makeup one? So if we were to ask you, which one is the makeup one? Okay, so you know the halacha. The halacha is that the second one is the makeup one. And intuitively, it happened. Okay, have to be two. Intuitively, the first one you would think would be to make up. But that's not the halacha. The halacha is you have to start davening, having mincha now, make up shachris. So you're not making up shachris, you're having mincha. When you finish mincha, you can make up shachris. That's important. It's actually ma'akev. If a person... You know, certainly if it's muchach, we talk to tefillah, that the first one was your tashlumin, you wouldn't be yotze, you'd have to daven a third time. So let's just read it inside. Harishona mincha, the first one is what you have to daven now in the afternoon. Vashniya tashlumin for shachris. Vimhi pech lo yotze yedei tefillah, shehi tashlumin. Shetzarech lachso yispal oso v'chach adin v'chol mokam, shetzarech yispal tefillah tashlumin. You have to start davening the tefillah you're chayvin, and then you do tashlumin to make up after you finish the chiyuv. The davening that you did.
The ma'isa, is there a difference? other than the last bracha, Sim Shalom?
There could be a difference. So, for example, the difference is really fundamentally is in your intention. If you intended on davening the first one, Asash Lumen, you're not Yotze. Now, some poskim hold, which brings down, it's only if it's Muchach Mitoch Tzvila. Like, so for example, let's say you didn't daven Minchan Shabbos, and then you the first Marav you didn't say a Takan Antanu, and the second one you did say a Takan Antanu. Then it's Muchach that you were trying to make up Mincha with the first Tzvila, you wouldn't be Yotze. If you just had Makshava, some say that no, that wouldn't be a problem. But others say no, even Makshava alone, it can pass on the Tzvila. If the first one you think is Tashlumin, that would be a problematic.
Is it problematic?
No, the second one are Yotze.
You
yeah. Right, you do a third time. You don't have to do four times. You do a third time.
You don't realize that you did that until
now. We're going to get that soon. There's only Tashlumin for the next Tzvila, not for
right.
subsequent Tzvilas. You don't make a Baal Tshuva who, you know, didn't daven 5,000 times doesn't make up. You know, there is a day that he has to, but that's not how we fast.
It explains why they daven that Baal Tshuva like a very long semester.
to make up. Okay. Okay, so let's just take it slowly here. We have Dinus HaShlumin. It only applies to Shogeg and Ones, not to Mezid. Mishra points out that if a person didn't want to daven because he was too, you know, farmished, he didn't have kavana, that would not be considered mezid. That it's shogeg, even though he really should have. Let's say we don't have shogeg anyway. That's considered shogeg. A shilach tzibur who is davening mincha and he missed shachris, he can have kavana during the chazaras hashatz. So that would be considered his hashlama, even though he's also doing it for the tzibur. And theoretically, you can also just be Yotze through listening to the Chazan, although we don't ideally allow you to do that. We want you to daven a second time. But v'di'evet, if you listen to the Chazan, you could be Yotze. The Chiyuv Sashlumin is a weaker Chiyuv, and therefore you could be Yotze. I think he says only by Shachris. If you didn't have Marv, since the Chiyuv of Marv is anyway a weaker Chiyuv, that's what I meant, the Chiyuv of Marv is a weaker Chiyuv, so you can be Yotze Tashlumin. For Mariv, if you listen to the Chazan and Shachris, again, not ideal. Yeah.
I give you like an example.
So then,
like your alarm goes off to wake you up, and you know that, like, if you turn over, you're not, like, that's it.
Right. So is that called mezid? You overslept, and you could have pushed yourself, and you didn't get out of bed.
Right.
So is that called? It's certainly not ones. Is that shogeg or is that mezid? So the Mechaber deals with a similar question very soon. So we'll get to it. And if I don't answer your question,
I've heard people who
have. You have a friend.
Not me, but I know people.
A roommate. What's happened to a roommate of mine? Okay. Rabbi. Okay. The Seder.
Yeah.
Now, interestingly, if you, let's say, daven mincha, and then you want to daven tashlumin for shachris, but you forgot yalav yov by mincha, so you weren't yotze mincha. So, we say the tashlumin always has to come from a tefillah, after a tefillah. You weren't yotze that tefillah, because you forgot yalav yov. So, suppose we say that you still davened. You still davened, so maybe the tashlumin would still count. You have to daven again, else mincha. But if you didn't daven shachris at all, then you forgot yalav yov by mincha, in Tashlumin, so it's true that Tashlumin has to come from after a Chiyuv, but you davened. You just messed up the davening. That would be considered davening. Discussions. Okay. And a lot of interesting discussions here about Tashlumin. A lot of details. But the Kitzer, Minag is to daven Tashlumin right away. We don't like look for a minion for the Tashlumin. In fact, we hold that you're supposed to daven immediately after the Shmoneh Esrei. So by Mincha, you would say Ashrei again, you would daven. By Shachris, you would say Tachnun and Ashrei, and then daven. Now, some poskim in Al Pi Kabbalah, they say you wait till after davening, it's weird in the middle. But the idea is that you're supposed to daven mitocha tefillah. So if you wait till after, it's a little bit later. So there are different minhagim. Some people say you missed Mariv, they'll daven right after Ashrei in the morning. And some people, that's Al Pi Nigla, Some people wait till after davening and then they'll daven. Mincha, if you didn't daven shachar, you daven mincha twice. You say asher again, and you daven. It's useful to daven mitoch divrei Torah. That's why we say asher in the first place. So the second tefillah should also be mitoch.
You can't just go back to back.
You're supposed to wait at least halik but it seems like you would wait till after chazar shatz, say tachnun, then say asher, and then daven. Now, and I was wondering if you do it right then, you're going to miss saying Amen and Heshri Rabbi to Kedusha, to the Kaddish rather. So I don't know, that's what's brought down. I couldn't get too much clarity on this. Women also do Tashlumin so long that they have the next Tula they daven. So a woman miss Mincha, she doesn't have Marev, she can't do Tashlumin by Shachris, it's too late. So she could decide to daven Marev if she wants to, and then to Tashlumin. If she doesn't have Marev, she doesn't want to, so she's Patra Ligam. By Ketanim, the minig is also mechana chitanim to do tashlumin. Again, some kids always miss marav. They go to sleep in the summertime, they go to sleep early. They only make them daven shachris twice. It's just not the minhag in terms of maybe chinuch wasn't said about it.
A woman davens marav every night and she misses marav, so should she daven tashlumin?
Yeah, if she regularly daven marav, so then she should do tashlumin and shachris. Okay. Let's go through more of the Shulchan Aruch. We'll get to some more of the details. Ta, v'lo yispal, mincha mispal, arvi shtayim. Again, you miss mincha, you daven marav twice. Rishona arvi, v'ashmi yash tashlumin. Likewise, here too, you have to daven first marav, which is the zman tefillah, and then you do tashlumin. Ta, v'lo yispal, arvi, mispal, shachris shtayim. Rishona shachris, v'ashmi yash tashlumin. L'achar sh'om yotzer or, v'shmona asrei, yomer ashrei, v'achach yispal. Like I said, the Shulchan Aruch says you say it after ashrei. After tachton, after ashrei. But I think many people follow the minhag al-pi kabbalah, so they just do it at the end. V'chein v'spal arvi yishtayim yishum shalo yispal mincha yomer ashrei ben tefila l'tefila. I should say ashrei daven mitoch divrei Torah. Had mashlim hatefila shehifsid. One second. You can't do Tashlumin without Zman Tefillah. Sometimes you wake up at 12 o'clock. So you have to wait till the Mincha time. You can't do Tashlumin until Zman Mincha. It's true you miss Shachris, but that's not a heter to daven Tashlumin yet. It's not the Zman yet.
What's the harm that you daven Tashlumin before the next
Tefillah? You're making up for it. You're just like, You can only make a mincha. If you miss shachris and mincha, you only make up marav. By marav, you make up twice. You make a mincha by marav. Tashlumin mincha. Aval shachris ein la tashlumin v'chein v'shar tefilos. Okay, you can't make up if it's two zmanim later. The one exception might be if you missed mincha and ilah. So that's actually one zman. So it could be, let's say Yom Kippur, you would daven marav, and then you would daven twice. Because it's two tefillahs in one zman. But that's, unique. Okay. Hey, afa bisha ein tashlum el tefillah smuchel osa tefillah. The tefillah shehifsid in them tashlumin. Im rotza lispal osa nedava. If you want to do nedava, you can make it up. You can make up, many tefillahs. Again, we don't do that today because we don't do tefillahs nedava. But theoretically, if Baal Shuvah, who missed, hundreds of tefillahs, could daven them all within tashlumin, and if he's mecharish bedavar, v'nochen laskin. The mecharish says nochen laskin. Today, we wouldn't say that. Vinny had a question?
Yeah, sorry, just going back for a second. What about Musaf? Would that be the same?
There's no tashlumin by Musaf. Right? There's no tashlumin by Musaf. Over zman or batal korban. It seems like Musaf isn't just like a negative korban. Musaf is like a virtual korban. And therefore, there's no tashlumin for Musaf.
Also,
yeah.
What if you want to daven tefillas nedava, it has to also be in this man's tefillah?
It has to be in the next man's tefillah.
You can't just be in between.
I think Kastama nedava maker didn't. Halavai shispal kol yom. You could daven chakras and daven chakras again, daven chakras again. But again, we don't do this today because we don't have the regular kavanah. Okay. Vav. Avarai kol yom v'li espal musaf ein la tashlum et spinis halacha, rosh givanta, zayin, hizir v'li espal tfila achas ein la tashlumin, afilu tfila smuchala. So, by mezi, there's no tashlumin. If rosh l'espal usan nadava, you can do nadava, v'ein la tzayach chidush, if espal usan tfila smuchala. So, by mezi, you can do nadava, if you mechadish davar. Now, the question that was discussed earlier is, what exactly is, how do you define mezid? A guy who goes to sleep, goes to shkia, is that mezid? Is that shogeg? So it says the Mechaber, Misha lo yispalo ba'od sheyesh lo zman lo yispalo, k'nei she'sovar sh'adayim yishay lo zman. He thinks there's time later. Ad she'igmor, also Esek, he's in business deal. He's got it all davening later. Shumizazim, vein kako, vein kako, avra lo sh'a, and then, okay, he looked at his watch, he missed shkia. He's dealing with some monetary issue. He's afraid to get a hefsid. A person's drunk. Drunk on Purim. He got drunk and he didn't have marav. So he's shocked because he can have it twice. It's called anusim. It's called anusim. It's called shogigin. So from here, it sounds like we're pretty lenient in our definition of, you know, shogeg and ones. Again, I'm not exactly sure. A person decides he's going to go to sleep 10 minutes before shkia, so that I think might be similar to mezid. But if a person, you know, goes to sleep at 3 in the afternoon, and, you know, it's shkia is at, you know, 5:30, and he slept longer than he thought, you know. So again, I don't know exactly the question you raised about the guy who, like, presses the snooze button. He's half awake, he's half asleep. My idea is that you call it shogeg. You know, I don't think people are, you know, ati b'rishia skin and it's mezid. You know, if a person goes to sleep a half an hour before shkia, and, you know, it's good, he doesn't set an alarm, that I think would be more similar to mezid. Okay. I don't know if when the person's like half asleep, especially the snooze button, you can really hold them accountable, you know, in terms of mezid. I don't know if that's like, you know. There's a kind of a halacha called karov l'mezid, but I don't know what the din would be karov l'mezid here. I think Matthias, that you'd be shogeg.
Shia.
Right. But maybe you'd say the taka, if it's really pshia, so you're saying go, you're saying going to sleep is pshia. So then I'd say it's karav l'mezid. I don't know. Maybe you can't hold somebody accountable when he's half asleep. You know? For Nezikin, he's chayim. There's a shayla. If you go to sleep and they bring the kalim, some say that, right, chayv onsin. And some, they told the Yerushalmi that if you go to sleep and they bring the kalim next to you, it's your potter, so then it's different. Okay. The Zeder, another Rebbe Kama right now. So it's an interesting question. Here you're doing tashlumin, you can't actually do the same tefillah. You missed the weekday mincha, and now it's Friday night. So do you say ma'arav twice, Shabbos tikka ma'arav, to make up for a vocha tikka mincha? So the Mechaber says, mispal arvis shtayim shel Shabbos, harishon l'arvis, v'ashniyah l'tashlumin. No, you can daven two Shabbos tikka tefillahs to make up a vocha tikka mincha that you missed. So you didn't say mincha on Erev Rosh Chodesh. So you spell Rosh Chodesh Taim and you say Yalav Yavah on the second one. The second one is Tashlum and you say Yalav Yavah. It's mukach that you're making up the first Marav was makeup. You didn't say Yalav Yavah then and then you said it in the second. Not that you forgot, but you intentionally left out. Then there would be a problem because we said you have to do tashlumin after your davening, tefillas chova. In that case, if you messed up, hisker b'shniyah tzarich l'aksav l'ispal. Aval im lo hisker b'shteyan, you just forgot, or hisker b'rishon, aval hisker b'shniyah in tzarich l'aksav. Because ma'ariv anyway, you don't go back. Right. The emes is that some poskim say that let's say it's Rosh Chodesh and you forgot ma'ariv. You made up chakras, so you're supposed to say aliyah on chakras. And if you read the second one, sometimes the person can say that you don't have to go back. Because it's only within Maariv, so it's true that it's a very unique kagdara. On one hand, we say you daven the tefillah you're in. So you daven two Shabbistic Maarivs to make up for Mincha. And yet, when you're davening two Shemana Esreis Rosh Chodesh morning, the second one, if you forgot Yalav Yavah, you don't have to go back. Because it's a makeup. So on one hand, it's a makeup. At the same time, you say the appropriate tefillah for that zman. So it's a unique kagdara. A little confusing kagdara, actually. So I'm supposed to talk about, you know, we started saying Talmud Mater. So let's say you forgot Mincha, there was no Talmud Mater. Ma'ariv is Talmud Mater, so you do Tashlumin. So when you do Tashlumin, you're supposed to say Talmud Mater. Because now it's already, you know, Zman Kishamin. But if you didn't, it's okay. Because it's Tashlumin from Mincha. So it's an interesting reality. Seder. And now... Okay, Yud. Tavli spell Mincha Erev Shabbos. You didn't have a Mincha on Shabbos. Spell the Mosei Shabbos. You have a Marav twice. Shteim shel Chol. Mavdil v'rishon of Eino Mavdil v'shnia. Im lohivdil v'rishon of Eivdil v'shnia. Shnia also lo v'rishon also lo. If you set a Tachanan Tanu with the second one, and not on the first one, so it shows that the first one is a Tashlum for Mincha. So you weren't Yotzi, so you have to daven a third time. V'im hivzel v'shteyan, or lo hivzel v'shteyan, yotze. If you didn't wear maftel at all, you're maftel on both, then you're yotze. Now, what do you mean?
And you have to be consistent that you're either saying a tachanun tanio, recognizing the Shabbos, so you can say it both times, or you're not saying it at all. Mm-hmm. So you can't say it in one and not say it in the other. The whole point of tashlumin.
You're supposed to say in the first tefillah and not in the second tefillah. It's just if you mix it up and you say it in the second, not in the first, so then it shows that the first one is for Mincha, and then you're not Yosef. But you're supposed to say Tachatana only in the first, not in the second. Now, the Chronim have an interesting Shiloh. Let's say a person didn't have Ma'ariv Motzei Shabbos. Can happen. So he has to dive in Shachris now. So when does he say Tachatana in Shachris? So if he did have Dal al-Kos, he doesn't have to say it. But if he didn't have a Kos, he didn't make Abdal yet, so now he has to make Abdal B'Tfila. So the Mishavura Paskin say a Tachanun Tanu when? In the second tefillah. Because the first one is Shachris. It's not Tachanun Tanu Shachris.
And what if you
daven
didn't say
Tachanun Tanu? No, if you daven didn't say Tachanun Tanu, it's not
Ma'akev. No,
a person in Hilchos Shabbos, a person was daven Ma'ariv with Tachanun Tanu. If he didn't, he's Ma'avdol Al-Kos. If he wasn't Ma'avdol Al-Kos and he ate, then he has to daven Ma'ariv again. That's Salah. We're talking about a person who, the Shaila I'm discussing, is a person who didn't have Ma'ariv, he didn't do Avdallah, now he's having Shachris. Twice. Once for Shachris and once for Ma'ariv. I'm sorry, it's a little complicated. So when does he do a Tachanun Tanu? So we said the first tefillah always has to be the tefillah of Chiyuv. You don't say Tachanun Tanu Shachris.
So that's what I'm wondering. Would you say Tachanun Tanu Shachris if you said Ma'ariv, but you didn't say Tachanun
Tanu? No, you don't. It happens all the time. People forget a Tachanun Tanu. They don't say it.
No, but they also don't.
Yeah, you would. So that's what the. Right. So Mr. Brewer, you're saying what the Rekhi Vager is saying. Mr. Brewer says, Davin Shachris, don't say Takanatanu, and then Davin second time and say Takanatanu for Mara. And Rekhi Vager says, no. Yeah, the first tefillah has to have Takanatanu, because it's a din, the first tefillah of Chol has to have Takanatanu. And especially because he didn't want to have the Kos. And that's how Reb Chaim was passing the halacha. So it's Mechalakos between Reb Chaim and Shabur, what to do in this case. Interesting discussion. Okay. The Seder. Again, these details are more exciting when it actually happens. But if you don't learn them, we're not going to know to even look them up when they happen. The Seder.
What if you definitely missed Mincha on Rosh
Hashanah? Oh, that's next if. Yud Aleph. Ta v'mincha shel Shabbos. We'll get there in a second. Ta v'mincha shel Shabbos. The espalish v'nasir v'hiskah shel Shabbos. You davened a vochadik mincha. The espalish Moshe Shabbos shayim. You weren't Yosef. Davened twice for Moshe Shabbos. Inom avta v'shtia. The espalil osa v'toros nadava. Here, v'inot sarich l'chadish v'dava. V'adin im lo hiskir yalav yavav v'mincha shel Rosh Chodesh. Meaning, this is your question. You didn't daven mincha. You daven Rosh Chodesh. You just didn't say Yalav Yavav. So you weren't Yotze. So now is Ma'ariv time. If you remembered, you would have said it right away. You only remembered later. So now you want to have Ma'ariv twice. Once for Ma'ariv and once Tashlumin because you didn't say Yalav Yavav. The problem is now it's not Rosh Chodesh. So what's the point of Tashlumin? You're not going to actually make anything up. Right? Or the first case. The same thing in the first case. You didn't mention Shabbos. You davened Vachadik mincha on Shabbos afternoon. So Yosef's tefillah, you were Yosef the Haskar of Shabbos. So now, you want to daven Maariv twice, but you're not going to mention Shabbos. What's the point? Right? Or the case I just mentioned. You forgot the Yalav Yavo, you daven, right? Yalav Yavo. Now you're going to daven Maariv twice without Yalav Yavo. What's the point? So the Mechaber says, you should do it al Tanai Nadav. You should do it al Tanai Nadav. You don't have to be Chadish for Davar. It's Mechlokas for Chayiv, do it Tanai Nadav. Now, the nafkamina would be, as I mentioned before, you don't do Tanai Nadav on Shabbos. So if a person, for Shchodesh was Friday, and he didn't say Yalav Yavo al Yimich, and he realized, it's Rei Shkia, you realize. Do you daven Maariv twice? No, why not? Because you can only do Tanai Nadav, and you can't do Nadav on Shabbos. Okay. Interesting. Somebody actually went to ask me a shayla. So actually, it's lachol ma'isa. It's more exciting. Okay. So generally, a person doesn't have mincha. Forgot to say Yalav Yavo. So you'll have Maariv twice. But if it's Friday night, you won't. What? Yantif? Chol ma'ayt yantif. What's the case?
But
you're making it up. You're saying you're making it up. So you're saying it, you also, it's also yontif. So far, you are making it up.
So you don't need to do tanya
daven. I don't think you need tanya daven. You know, I think you don't need tanya daven. It's a very interesting question. That's my natiya. I have to look it up.
Even just from chol, right? It's the same with chol like
yeah. Because you can say the haskara. You can say the haskara. Right. Exactly. Okay. Yud beis hatoav b'masker ma'ora. Shar Yomim B'Tfila. A person thinks it's Rosh Chodesh, he starts saying Yalav Yavo. He thinks it's Chanukah, he says Al Nisan. Is it a Mehafsik? Shalom Bezmana, Lohavi Hafsik, it's not a Hafsik. Miu Im Yizkar Sheta'a Posek Afilu B'Emsa Bracha. So if you remember that you made a mistake, you stop where you are. But it's not considered a Hafsik. Now the Mishnah Berurah actually brings down, there's a Machlokas about this, many Achorim argue, and they say it's like a person who's talking in the middle of his davening. And they make a distinction between whether or not, like you said, Rosh Chodesh. This wasn't Rosh Chodesh. You just started Yalav Yavo, so you just continue. If you said Rosh Chodesh, it's like Sheker. You said, you know, Kasvenu B'Sefer Chaim. If you said Zecher L'Chaim, it's not Sheker. But Kasvenu B'Sefer Chaim, it's not Zecher Mechuvah. So then it would be problematic. You have to start from the beginning of the Bracha, or if it was Gimel Rishonos, Gimel Achronos, the beginning of those. It would be, you can't just continue. And that's the Chara of the Achronim, Megetz Mechavah. Of course, Sfarim would say that you just continue, but Ashkenazim, Paskin, like these Achronim, would say that it really depends. If it's Mamash Sheker, then it would be like a Hefsek, and you have to start from the beginning of the Bracha, or if it's the Kimel Rishonos, Kimel Achronos, you start from the beginning of that set. Derech Agav, sometimes it happens, a person so used to saying Amalach HaKadosh, so mostly Yom Kippur, he says Amalach HaKadosh. So the halacha is that you're Yotze. That is not like Ma'akev, you're Yotze. Okay. There, let's see if we can do Simon Kuf Tess. Nicholas of his Knesset wanted to see what he's spelling. In Yoko, Lahaskel, Ligmor, Kodem, Shiagia, Shatz, Lakadusha, or Lakadish, he's spelling. This is a halacha that's mentioned, the Gemara mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, and people don't do it. A person shows up late to Mincha. So if you're not going to be able to get to Kedusha, don't daven. So it's a little unclear why people don't do it, says in Shulchan Aruch. That's the minhag. The minhag is people, certainly, if you came on time and they're just sort of davening quickly. So the assumption is that if they daven quickly, you're going to miss Kedusha. It's not a problem. But let's say you show up late. So again, Shacharis, you show up late, Shacharis, you're going to end up, you know, it's going to mess up your whole day. It could be like, you know, we'll be able to daven anyway. So the minhag is that people just daven at their own speed. Some people try to daven with the chazan. If you daven with the chazan, you can answer to Kedusha. So some people try to do that. Although it's better to do it all the way, but at least till after Kedusha. Sometimes it's hard after that. People eat faster, slower, whatever. But the Mincha, all those people show up late to Mincha, and they just daven. I miss Kedusha, then you don't say Tirusha Mekona. I think it's a very widespread Minhag. So it's hard for me to tell you that you shouldn't follow the Minhag, but it's not what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So I don't really know what to say.
What's problematic about doing it?
Well, you're saying, what's the problem? Yosef Tshumek Ona. It seems like that's only a b'di'evad. It seems like it's better to answer, you know, directly. Okay. Fine, fight. Second. Who had din amin da kala kadosh v'tfilah? You also have to be able to answer those things. Din ki kadosh shekedusha. If lav al yispal, it's better not to daven. If ain ashar overes, unless you're going to miss that tfilah. If nichnas achar kedusha, if yachol ask the likmur kadosh sheyegiyah shatz lemodim, you have to daven very quickly. You're going to start. He's finished kedusha, and you have to get finished till modim. You should that yispal. In lav al yispal again, we don't do this. Who had din if yachol agil lemodim. You should bend over, also shouldn't be Porsche with Tzibur. Unless you're beginning end of a bracha, you're not supposed to bend and bow. Beginning or end of brachos, except for the ones that were masakin, beginning and end of avos, beginning and end of hodah. Okay. Beis im maskil ispal im shatz kshiagia im shatz nekdishach. This is what I said. People, many people do. They start davening with the chazan, and here the mechaber says you should say everything with the chazan, which is interesting. Im maskil ispal im shatz kshiagia im shatz lenekdishach. Says Beis yomer imo mila v'mila. Kol haKedusha kamasha hu Omer, with the Chora Midya also say Lotor Bador with him. Meaning, right? Well, the Sfarim say at the Kaddish. I'm saying you say whatever they say. V'chein Yomar Imo Mila v'Mila Birchas Hakel Hakadosh uBirchas Shavatila Bikami Chavik Shiyashatz Lomodim. You should try to do the whole thing with him. Most people don't do that. It's hard to keep the same pace. But that's ideal. You should bow down. If you get, he gets to Birchas Kohanim, you can say Amen to the Brachos. So you're mamish like the Shlech Tzibur. Again, he says, don't do this Shlech Tchila. We do this Shlech Tchila. We join the Shatz. First comes late to Mincha, he'll start with the Shlech Tzibur. Then it's mutter. Like I said, the minhag olam is very makel with this. Gimel. And I found a really clear justification for the minhag olam, but that's the minhag. Derek Agav, it's brought down here, you know, the Somech Kulu Tzvila. Somech Kulu Tzvila is more important than Kaddish, more important than Kedush. That's the most important thing. Somech Kulu Tzvila. By Shachar. Mariv, it's not so important. So if it comes late to Mariv, you can just answer to the Kaddish and Daven Shmona Asrei, and then after make up, you know, the Birkas Kriya Shema. Here in Eretz Yisrael, there's a Baruch Basra. So you can say Baruch, and then you can say Birkas Kriya Shema, Birkas Kriya Shema. B'Seder. Gimel. Yachir Omi Tvila, Kshigia Lamakam Kedusha, Ayotzibur Omim Kedusha, the Sidra, Inomer Kedusha Imaim. If the Yachid is davening and they're saying Valtzion, the Kedushan Valtzion, you don't answer, you don't stop in the, you know, Kavana to answer. Sheena Kedusha Shavas, Vinir Duhadin, Imyayu Tzibur Omim Keser, the Tzibur saying Musaf, and you're having Shachus. Shin Omer Imam Kadosh, Elishtak, Yichavin, Lamash Omrim, the Shomea Kaona. So even if you're at the place of Kedusha, if the Chazan's davening your tefillah, you can answer with him. But if he's davening Musaf and you're davening Shachris, you don't do that. The Yeshomrim to Ketushas Keser, Hainu Ketushas Musaf, the Yachid Bispal Shachris Yochol Omer. So the Ramah says that you can. Some Achronim argue that by Ashkenazim, the difference between Musaf and Shachris is not such a big difference. It's not Keser, it's just Naritzach. So maybe you can. Different days. But the Ramah says, you can. I don't think you would say it for Valtzion. If you're holding by Kedusha and the Tzibur got to Valtzion, you don't answer there. You don't answer there. Okay. Questions, comments? Seder. Maybe we can do a little bit more. Try to do the next assignment. China. Let's try the next one. If we don't finish, we'll continue next. B'shas Adchak, Gon Shul B'derach, Hoshe Omid B'mokam Shul Tarud, Yiresh Yafsiku, Shul Ayukal Yispal B'kavana, Aruka, Yispal Achar Gimel Rishonas Havineinu. So if a person feels he can't have a full Shmona Esrei, he's in a place where they're going to disturb him. So you dive in the first three brachas, you say this M'kutzer bracha called Havineinu, and then you say the last three brachas. Yotze. This is like a bridge from Nasser Yotze. It's called Havineinu. Since it's a bridge, there's no room to say Tein Talamatar. There's no room to say, you know, Atachan Antanu. So you shouldn't say daven it in the winter or Mose Shabbos. If you did and you added in the Tein Talamatar, you're Yotze. Or you daven added in Tachan Antanu, some bridge to, you know, version of Havdalah, you'd be Yotze. The post can be done that we don't generally do this. I heard that in the army people do this. But I'm like, you know, people could do this, but it's most people going to recommend not doing this.
If
you're stuck, you're stuck. But it's not... it's not... okay. Base. Hapo'alim osin melacha etzel balabayis im eno nosein lahem schar chusmi sudasun bitfal yishun asri. This is halacha simili nogeya. Again, if you... working? Are you working for wages? Are you working for your lunch? Does the Baal Bais, you know, makbid if he's makbid, daven havineinu? It's a legitimate reason. Today, all the people take coffee breaks and they have bathroom breaks and they also have mincha breaks. It's not an issue, but you know, at one point in history, it was different. The Reli the Mechaber writes, "Va'idna ein derech lahakbid b'kach." At the end of Sif Bei, they're reading the whole thing. "Ein derech lahakbid b'kach." Mistoma edayt lahakim askirin asa shi'spal yilches. The Baal Bais knows he can say, daven a full 18 brachas, a full 19 brachas, and you don't have to skimp and you know, have a bridged bracha of Avinenu. Some Sidurim have it. It's brought down in some Sidurim. Because it's only done Shas Chakadol. It's rare, but it could happen. Gimel is even more rare. Ha'olech b'makom gedudei chayav listim. If a person is in a place where he can't even daven Avinenu, you might miss your. It's very dangerous. You can't stop. What do you say? It's called Tzorach Amcham Rubim. Daven one line, Tzorach Amcham Rubim, Chulei. This you're not yotze. Havineinu is real a bona fide tefillah. After you have more time, you don't have to daven. This is just like b'makom. Instead of tefillah, you say you daven a tefillah katzara. But then when you get back to the yishuv, if you're able to have kavana, there's still time. You daven a full mincha. And if you didn't daven, it's like shachach at shogeg, and you do tashlum. Okay. Like I said, this also isn't very nogeya l'maisa. Dalid is the whole world of tefillas derech. Since the Mechaber mentions the idea of a person going in a dangerous place, he brings out the tefillas derech. It's brought down here in Simon Kof Yod, and we'll see if we can finish it this week. If not, we'll continue another time. The Mechaber Pasuk. So Yosef the Derech, Yisrael Yirzal Ufanecha, Shem Elkeinu Kei Vosenu Shalichenu Shalom, Zechulei. Yitzarech La'omer B'loshon Rabbi, you say Tolichenu, not just Tolichenu, you daven, you include yourself in the Tzibur. Yim Efshar Yamun Milelech, it's better to have to stand, to have more Kavana. Again, if you're walking, you can easily stand. If you're in a car, it's harder to stand. So if you can easily take a pit stop and stand, fine. If it's dangerous to stand on the top of the side of the road, so then it's better just to say it while you're sitting. It's actually interesting. It says if you're riding an animal, you don't have to stop. It's gonna. Why do you have to stop? Second. So they say, well, maybe you shouldn't stop your car either. So you're idoso valioso tordoso. I thought that would apply to a car. And it'd stop a car.
Yeah, I don't think it would apply to a car because if you're on a behemoth, you can spend a few seconds saying there.
Well, if you're driving, that would be very dangerous. I'm talking, unless you're sitting in the car. Is there any need to like stop the car to get out to stand?
For a passenger.
I don't know.
Maybe we have a sunroof.
Okay, interesting. I mean, I think probably by a car, it's better to stop. So not if you're driving, because you can't say it while you're, it's, you know, say it while you're driving as a bazayan. If you can, it's better to stop, even to the passengers. If you can't, you can't. If you're on a bus, you can probably stand up and say it's, you know.
Is it better if you're going to go, like, if you're going on a road trip, before you go, to say it's really outstanding?
So we're going to get to that, hopefully it's a little later. You're supposed to l'chatchila say it once you're started the journey. So it's the idea of standing, I think, is not as important as when you say it. So the Mechaber Paskins, just a second. The Mishmur here, Derech Agav, brings the Eitz HaTova. You should always take your tefillin when you travel. It's a different mitzvah, you know. If people feel around this, you know, you might not be able to come back, you have to borrow, they won't fit. It's a little bit a different world today, but, you know, if you're...
Shabbos, go away for Shabbos.
Go away for Shabbos, take your tefillin. Right. I knew somebody, a European Shiur, wherever we go, somebody would take his tefillin. Traveling half an hour away, take his tefillin. You never know what's going to happen. It's like a different world. The post can bring down, you know, discussion, should you add in, like, you know, car accidents, you know, should, some folks can say, yeah, why not? It helps your kavanah. They say, no, paranus includes everything. You don't have to be a little creative, you know. Okay. Hey. Im ein sarach lomar osa el pam achas biyom. You take a pit stop for an hour, you continue driving, the bracha you did in the morning carries you over the whole day. If you decide to, you know, sleep there, and then you decided in the middle of the night you're going to, you know, after an hour you're going to pick up and leave, so then you have to have a new bracha because you didn't have intention to continue your journey that day. But the next day, likewise, Vav, Ramam in Rottenburg, Shayotz, the Derek of Boker, Omra, Acher, Yuratson, Kadeos, Smichel, Birkas, Kol Hassan, Vitia, Bracha, Smuka, Lachavit. That's something else. So if a person starts traveling 2 days, a 2 day journey, so there's a machlokas, does the Bracha you did on the first day count for the next day? So we assume that you should say a Bracha. If you slept, Shanes Kava, then you say a new Bracha the next day. If you're on a plane, so the next day, you say it in the morning, let's say, without Shema Malchus. You don't have a chasima. And what some of the posts recommend is to say it in Shmei Tefillah. Because Shmei Tefillah is the chasima of Tefillah Sterecha, Shmei Tefillah, Baruch Atah Hashem Tefillah. That's the chasima we have in the davening. So Rasul Bazan made the ha'ara that if you, let's say, live in a place where it's not so far, but it's a little bit dangerous, Shema Supak, if you should say Tefillah Sterech, so you can just say it in the Yishuv. So even though you should say the Tefillah Sterech once you start the Derech. If you say it in the Yishuv, you're Yotze. So he thought that people who live in these places, once upon a time, people in Efrat would say it. You know, when they had a, before they had a Kvishal Kaif, you had to go through Beit Lechem, and they were throwing, it's 25 years, to 30 years, they were throwing, rocks and the like. So it was not very far, but it was a bit of a sakana. So people would say it every morning in Shema Tefillah.
You have to do the same thing with walking past the
Shragi door. I don't know if, you know, Corona counts as the same type of level of Sakana. But yeah, okay. Are they throwing things also? Okay, Baruch Hashem.
So on a plane,
you didn't stop your journey. So some people say the next day, by definition, it's once a day. Some say you don't need to. Some say you do need to. So we hold it's better to do it without a bracha. But
if you're sleeping in,
right.
And your friend is driving through the night.
So the next morning, say it again without a bracha. That's how we pass. Okay. If you had a shayas kava, so then you say a new bracha. You're doing a road trip. So you stopped in a hotel. Next morning, you say a new bracha. With the same bracha. It's only if you had a shayas harai. You didn't really, you were always traveling. So then you say without a bracha. So this Maharam I just read, he has the idea that it doesn't start with baruch, it only ends with baruch. So the idea is to somehow say a bracha before, say al mechia, and then you end Baruch Hashem al mechia, and then you start Yiratzon. So the idea of giving more chashivas to the bracha, it becomes a bracha smukhal chavarta. Some people try to do this. It's only lechatchila. If you can't, you can't. Saying Baruch Hashem al wouldn't be as significant because it doesn't end with Baruch Chei Olam. They don't say Baruch Hashem. It's how you pass. They don't say Hashem Hashem's name. So some people that's. Better than nothing, but it's ideally you should say, you know, Asher Yatzar or Al Michya to make a bracha sumchal chavarta. That's the chumra of the Maharam that's brought down as a hanhaga tova, I guess. Yeah. Okay.
They could end up like, you could end up like doing like a whole like train of like, you know, bracha and then yiratzon and like a bracha.
Right. Right. Okay. Yeah, people like snacking on trips, so you think that's, yeah, that's another excuse to, you know, have a cake. El Michia, that's right. This is important halacha. You start not ideally. You don't say it when you're in the city. You do mishehichzik v'derech. Ein la omra elim kein yesh lo leilech parsa. Al pakas yiparsa liyachto mibaruch. If you're going a very short distance, less than a parsa, which let's say that means somewhere between, let's say, four and a half kilometers, so you don't say it. As machlokas, if that means time to walk, 72 minutes, let's say, or does it mean the distance? In a car, you can do that in 5 minutes. So there are some people who only say tefillas derech if they're going to travel for 72 minutes. And others say, no, as long as you go this distance, even though the car takes you in 10 minutes, you still say tefillas derech. There are those who ma'ar b'chlal on tefillas derech in zman hazeh. Because the idea is zman stam drachim b'cheska sakana, and today everybody has a cell phone, and they're always, gas stations, and there's, sometimes in some places they're like houses and like little things on the way, so it's not really a derech. And others say, it's still a derech, and there's a lot of car accidents, and we should say it. The minhag olam is to say tefillas derech. There are some people who say it without shem malchus for that reason, but the minhag olam is to say it. And like I said, the eitzah of Shlomo Zalman is that when you have stekos, you can always include it in your bracha of a shomeya tefillah in your shemana asrei to get out of the suffix. People say it on a plane. If you're going to the airport, you can probably say it on the way to the airport because you're already starting your journey. Some people say dafka when they're going into the air. It's more dangerous then. A lot of details. Right, you can find probably find the safer. That's 400 pages on this topic. important halacha. There are some posts can break down. It's better to say it yourself. Not that someone on the bus, one person says it, everybody's yotze. Some posts can break down. Since it's like a bakashas racham, everybody should say it on their own. It's not ma'agev, but there seems to be a hider in that regard.
Even though
you're mad,
it's
blush and ram. Yeah, right. Blush and ram is shatif with the tzibur, but everybody saying it. Now you might say, well, if there's a suffix amount of time, and there are other sveikos, but one person says it, you don't want to get yourself into suffix brachos. But if you have to say it, if you're passing up to say it, so there is a hider, say it. And just finally, as you have a minute left, hanichnas lebeis hamedrash yispal yiratzon lefenech Hashem elkeinu kevaseinu shulesh kashel b'dvar halacha. This is brought down in the Gemara, the Mishnah, Tfilas from the Chudim and the Kana, brought down in the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch. They printed it in front of many Gemaras. Many people don't say it. The question is why. So there is a day in the Rishonim, I think the Ritva says that it was his personal Tfilas, it's a Rishos, it's not a Chiyuv. The Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, break it down as a Chiyuv. Some argue it's only for Dayanim. We're learning Ian. If you're passing like shilas, so then it's different. Even the shears, I'm not passing shilas, we're learning halacha. It's not like, a sack lamaisa, so maybe it's not necessary. But there are those who recommend saying it. The pashtus is that you should say it. Say it in the morning, say it in the evening. You don't say every time you go break for lunch. Say it in the morning, say it in the evening. So that seems to be, the appropriate thing to do. But like I said, the minhag olam is not. So we learned a lot of halachas today that are, brought in shulchan aruch and not the minhag olam. But now, Pashtei.